Hello, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Miro Vinci, and I'll be your host today. Previously in episodes of Today with a Techie, I discussed using VMware and virtualization as, you know, as a potential solution to different problems or to different, you know, test networks and such as that as you that you might need. I believe I listed the example of a virtual cluster that I had built completely inside of VMware. You know, I had a master node, two slave nodes, and all of the networking necessary to actually run, to actually, you know, test the cluster. And, you know, it saved me completely in, or it saved me bundles in terms of hardware, because I only needed one machine with one piece of software, you know, albeit VMware. But this past semester, I took a class at the university simply titled Virtualization, and we spent the entire semester going through different journal articles and discussing the technology of virtualization, a lot of the theory behind virtualization, and a lot of very interesting stuff. And we concluded the semester with individual projects. And so I hope to, over the next few episodes that I have with Hacker Public Radio, to, you know, explore some of the things that we discussed in class, and even potentially, hopefully, share my project, you know, with you, with the community, because, you know, it's a simple project. It was something that I whipped together in the application that I'll actually be talking about here shortly, and, you know, and has the potential, I feel, you know, to be a real benefit, and hopefully in the coming months, I'll be able to talk about that some more, or coming weeks, rather. So today I wanted to discuss more in-depthly a virtualization solution known as Xen. Now, Xen is spelled X-E-N, and actually started with a professional article, a journal article, that came out in 2003 called Xen and the Art of Virtualization. You know, and the main authors on that were Paul Barham, Boris Dragovic, and Kyer Fraser, and I would definitely encourage, you know, to go on the internet, and you can go to a web, you know, websites like Sightseer, that's C-I-T-E-S-E-E-R. You have to Google that, or just, you know, use Google or Google Scholar to actually find this article. It's 14 pages long. It's and it really is an introduction, a good introduction to Xen and how Xen works as a virtualization system or virtualization solution. Some of you might be wondering, what exactly is a virtualization software or virtualization system? To start with VMware as an example, VMware will allow you to install their software onto your current operating system, and then install what they refer to as guest operating systems inside of that program. Ultimately, though, what is going on is that guest operating system is installing completely within software. It's installing completely within software, to where it has no direct access to any physical hardware, because to the guest operating system, it has a complete set of physical hardware, which is completely being emulated by VMware. Now, yes, it is possible inside of, say, VMware workstation or VMware server to allow the guest operating system to have access directly to pieces of hardware, whether that is a CD-ROM drive, USB hubs, or USB devices, network cards, network interface devices. You know, you can allow that sort of access, but by default and by its overall operation, it's trying to contain the guest operating system completely within emulated hardware or virtual hardware. So now, if you think about it, if you try and run let's say a CD player application within your guest operating system, but you want to play it on the physical CD-ROM drive, the CD player application has to send its, you know, system calls and hardware calls and all that stuff through the guest operating system, which gets down to the virtual hardware, which then VMware interprets those requests and then allows from that software application to take those hardware calls and hardware requests down through the real operating system, which is the operating system that lies beneath the VMware, not above it, but beneath the VMware, that allows then access to the physical hardware. So we've now added multiple layers that system calls and things like that have to get through before they get to. Now, comparing Xen to this virtualization model or virtualization example, Xen is actually rather different. Now, for VMware workstation, VMware server, it is a guest operating system installed of a piece of software that was installed on top of a real operating system. Now with Xen, the guest operating system is installed onto what is referred to as a hypervisor. Now the hypervisor is technically a piece of the Xen software solution, or the piece of the Xen software that translates or handles the system calls between the guest operating system and the hardware. Now, so this basically removes a lot of those layers between, you know, the software operating system or software operating system virtualization software, the true operating system down to the real hardware, and allows for a more direct access to the hardware. Now, even though a guest operating system has this more direct access, access to hardware is still controlled by Xen. So, just like in the VMware example, if you want to allow a piece of hardware to have direct access to a guest OS, you can certainly do that. And conversely, if you don't want the guest OS to have direct access or any access whatsoever to a piece of hardware, you have the ability to block that access and to deny access to that hardware or to that hardware device. If you get a chance to download the paper Xen and the Art of Virtualization, Figure 1 is a better description of the Xen hypervisor and how it fits into the operating system model. This has a technical term that I'm not familiar with, but you'll see what's going on here. Now, to control the actual hypervisor, as you'll see in this picture, is something referred to as domain zero. Within the Xen software, guest operating systems are referred to as domains. And all of these things, installing guest operating systems, starting and stopping guest operating systems, as well as setting up hardware for guest operating systems or domains, is all controlled by domain zero. And domain zero is it's Linux that has access to the Xen hypervisor and that allows these controls. Okay, so now we're aware of two different virtualizing solutions that are currently on the market. Why would you choose one over the other? Well, the answer comes down to performance and performance issues, as well as what you're going to do with it. Now, in terms of performance, the Xen, appears to do very, very well. And if you look in the article, there's a complete section of evaluation and testing, and Figure 3 is a graph that shows benchmarks comparing native Linux, so Linux on a physical machine, to what they call Xeno Linux, which is their Xen client, VMware Workstation, but to be fair, this is VMware Workstation 3.2, and then User Mode Linux. In all of these cases, the Xeno Linux, the Xen, does almost as well as the native Linux does, or as the native hardware does, and that's simply because it doesn't have the overhead of an additional operating system operating underneath of Xen and underneath of what Xen is trying to accomplish. Now, to be fair though, you can't really use this article to compare Xen to VMware, because in the article they use VMware Workstation 3.2, and I don't know if it's explained in this article or if it was in different articles that we read, but you can go to, and you can go to the VMware website, and you can find this in their end user license agreement, that you are not allowed to do benchmarking without VMware's express permission. And I think in some of their, or in a recent change to their, you know, EULA, it's you can allow, you can do your own benchmarks, but they ask that you not publish the results. And so even though they're up to like VMware Workstation 5.5, at the time this paper was written, VMware Workstation 3.2 was the only version of VMware that VMware would license or allow them to do this benchmark on and use the results in this article. So, you know, so to be fair to VMware, I do want to point out that difference and point out that thing. But comparing Xen to native Linux, so Linux on a physical machine, the numbers are incredible, and that Xen performs very, very well. And so they continued on with more benchmarks into, let's see, section 4.3 with running concurrent virtual machines. So they tested running running instances, simultaneous instances of, you know, this benchmarking program on, you know, Linux or native Linux and Xen. And it's remarkable that looking in figure 4, and they're running what's called SpecWeb 99, which was a stress test of Apache servers, or a stress test for Apache servers. And whenever there was one instance of the Apache server running on Linux and Xen, you know, the native Linux did better than Xen did. And it does that for the two instances and for four instances. But once we get to eight concurrent Apache servers that are running this stress test analyzer, now we get to a point where Xen actually performs better than the native Linux does. And I mean, and that's because they're, you know, for each instance of the Apache, they're running it on different domains. And so, you know, so there's not this conflicting overhead of software costs, you know, from one instance to the other, as there is with the native Linux, or the, you know, the Linux on a physical machine. And so Xen performs very, very well. And you know, if you read in other pieces of literature, depending on the application that you're doing, Xen runs incredibly well. Now, again, to be fair to VMware, not that I by any way am trying to give plugs to VMware to encourage you to buy VMware's product or VMware products. They do have something called ESX Server, which is in my opinion, not that I've had direct experience with it, but appears to be very similar, if not the same, to this idea of paravirtualization. Now, to completely, you know, reiterate that I don't want to give plugs to VMware, because, I mean, their products are commercial, they cost, and, you know, I am a free open source kind of guy. I like to support the open source community, and Xen is actually an open source product. Now, they do have a parent company, or the company, the people who created Xen, you know, created their own company, which was bought out by Citrix last year. And so Xen does have a commercial solution, but they still have all of their source code online, available for download, for, you know, absolutely free. And I will definitely include a link in the show notes, but that link is xen.org, xen.org. Now, you can go to xensource.org, and that'll take you to the, you know, to the new parent company, Citrix. But xen.org, xen.org, is where you can get, you can download it, you can download the user's manual, they have a wiki, you know, all sorts of that general open source communal, so that you can communicate, that you can talk with others, and that you can work with others on your Xen project. I'll also include a link in a how to forge article that I used initially when I got started with Zen. And if you just go to Zen or go to howtoforge.com and you can do a search for Zen Debian, it should be like the first link. I used Debian as my domain zero to control my Zen and control the hypervisor, and was able to install other Debian domains or other Debian guest operating systems on my Zen virtualized system. I know there are articles in the How To Forge about how to install multiple versions of Linux or multiple flavors of Linux into a Zen environment, including Ubuntu and Fedora Core, Debian obviously, etc. So definitely a worthwhile tool. Feel free also, if you have any more questions, you can email me directly at mirovengi@gmail.com. That's mirovengi. You can also find me in the Infonomicon channel on the Freenode IRC server. And in future episodes, we'll be looking at more virtualization technology that's come out, especially some of the hardware technologies like the VT-enabled stuff. I hope to discuss more theory about what goes into virtualization and how some of these things like VMware, like Zen, work, and to potentially maybe look at some of the more recent virtualization news, which is like the VM escaping that many people are working on. You know, looking at malware things like Blue Pill and just also how to really use these technologies to your advantage and to, you know, what you're doing, which, you know, gets back to my class project that I hope to unveil at some point. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm, again, the Mirovengi, and this has been Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.